Welcome into the Crimson Corner Podcast. It's powered by KSLSports.com. I'm your host, Trevor Allen. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Follow me on Twitter, at Trevor A. Sports, and also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, at KSL Sports. And make sure you download the KSL Sports app. I'm going to have you guys hear from Kyle Whittingham and Utah linebacker Devin Lloyd as they get ready for the USC Trojans. Hopefully, I mean, as you guys know, Utah had their second game canceled against the UCLA Bruins, so still have not played this season. And they are the only team out of the FBS that has a schedule that has not played yet. It does sound like, and you guys will hear from Kyle Whittingham coming up, that things are changing, that it is trending in the right direction. Also, same as coming from USC head coach Clay Helton when he was asked by the media on the status of the game against Utah. And that game will kick off at 8:30 Mountain Time on Saturday and is going to be televised on ESPN. So here is head coach Kyle Whittingham as he met with the media on Tuesday at his weekly press conference.
Okay, the first thing I'd like to say is I want to acknowledge the passing of a Utah sports legend, Bill Marcroft, this past weekend. Good friend of mine. When I first got the job here way back when, he was a big help to me, a mentor, if you will. Helped me make that transition. Spent a lot of time with him those early years of my head coaching career. Had a chance to get to know Bill very well over the course of those last 15, 16 years, and even prior to that. But he'll be missed. Just an icon in Utah athletics. And I had the opportunity to go out to dinner with him and his wife, Joyce, a couple times. And the respect and admiration and love that he had for her was really an inspiration to me. And just a great guy, and he'll be missed. And I just want to make sure that, we acknowledge that and let you know my feelings about Bill. So rest in peace, Bill. As far as football goes, we've had an encouraging week so far. Excellent practice yesterday. You might expect that the players' spirits be a little down because of the disappointment the last couple of weeks, but that's not the case. They're eager and ready to go. And we had, like I said, a very productive practice. We'll get back out on the field today. Things are trending in the right direction for us as far as getting back to health and getting guys back out on the practice field. So that's encouraging as well. And right now, all our efforts are geared towards getting ready for the USC Trojans. And we'll be kicking off, hopefully, Saturday night, 8:30, ESPN National TV. And so we're excited about that opportunity. So questions?
Coach, what has the last 2 weeks been like for you and also for your players as you guys are getting ready for games and then having them being pulled away from you on Friday? What has it been like emotionally and also just around the locker room?
Well, it's been tough, and particularly for the players. I mean, coaches, are probably a little more emotionally able to handle that, but players, they're competitive. They're looking forward to competing, and to have the rug pulled out from under them at the last minute, two weekends in a row, is difficult. But like I said, they've been very resilient and shown a great deal of resolve when they come back. And so we're in a good place right now mentally. We still, don't know a lot about our football team because we haven't had a chance to play yet. But as far as their work ethic, their focus, their attention to detail, it's all been very good.
Just to follow up, and Trevor said, your players are grinding all week, but, the week is not ending in a game. From a mental standpoint and emotional standpoint, just how important is it to kind of keep tabs on your players right now?
Well, it's always important to keep tabs on them. That's part of our job as coaches, is to be in tune with them and their lives and everything they got going on, and be there not only for, to coach football, but for just support in general, and their well-being, and making sure we're tuned into that. And that's a big part of our responsibility as coaches. We position control and doing everything about your position group, academically, socially, football-wise, obviously. It's just all part of the deal. So I know our assistant coaches do a great job of staying in tune with that and making sure that we're sensitive to what's going on in their lives.
And just to follow that up, I know that as you guys went through last week, you guys were very close to the 53 player threshold, you know, kind of one way or the other. As this week kind of gets going here, are more guys coming out of quarantine, and is your 53 situation kind of looking more optimistic right now?
It is. We're getting more guys back, both out of quarantine, and also the active cases have run their course for the most part. We still have a few that are not involved football wise yet, but due to come out in the next few days. But we're in a much better spot right now than we were the last 2 weeks. And we tried to do everything in our power the last couple weeks to play, but there was, you know, between the 53 available scholarship players or a position group being decimated, that knocked us out of competition.
So you talk about competition every day in practice. I'm wondering, with that in mind, you've still had the competition these last 2 weeks, but no games. Has the depth chart fluctuated in terms of guys maybe moving up and down based on these practices?
It's fluctuated in guys moving up and down more so on who's available than competition in practices. We've had to shuffle the deck quite a few times based on the revolving door of who's in quarantine, who's got an active case of COVID, or just an injury for that matter. You know, there's also, you're dealing with injuries that are non-COVID related. And so that's been more of a disruptor to the depth chart than has the competition. Now, competition is always there, and it's always a part of the equation for us of who's going to get playing time. But that is taking a back seat right now, just to the who's healthy and who's not.
And then we saw the Pac-12 put together a game basically in 2 days notice, and it was played Sunday. You got the Trojans this week, but who knows next week, because down in Tempe they're having issues. What are your thoughts about getting a game that isn't currently scheduled on short notice?
Well, it's it's not ideal to be able to, or to have to prepare in a short period of time for an opponent. I think it was 48 hours that Cal had with their last game. But if both teams are on the same footing and it's a level playing field, and neither team had an extended period of time to prepare while the other team was thrust into a short window, then you got to go. I mean, we got to get games in, and it's not really a factor for player health or safety. It's just a strategic factor. You know, the coach is not being able to have much time to game plan and put in things specific to that particular team. So as long as it's not a health or safety factor for our players, we're good to go. But again, in a caveat to that is making sure that, you know, if one team had been planning all along for the possibility of playing a certain team and the other team was scheduled to play another team and at the last minute had to switch gears, that isn't ideal. But, this is a unique year, unique circumstances, and you've got to be ready to adapt and make changes and be able to do things like that.
So obviously, you're coming into the season with a young, secondary primarily. Have you seen the growth from them the last 2 weeks that maybe gives you more confidence heading into USC this week rather than, facing Arizona for the first time 2 weeks ago?
Well, we've definitely seen growth. We've also seen guys miss a bunch of practice because of circumstances. And so it's been a little bit of, a double-edged sword where guys are getting better, but then guys that need reps are not available to practice. And so we feel like we've made progress. We still don't know what we have. We haven't lined up against anybody yet. But as far as their techniques and fundamentals and grasp of the scheme, you can see that getting better on a daily basis. But we got to line up and play somebody to really find out where we stand.
Kyle, I know that things are constantly fluid in terms of personnel and who you have available on a given day. Are you still in a position right now where scout team guys and walk-ons are getting too deep reps?
That is becoming less and less the case. We've got that in a few isolated spots now, but for the most part, we're in pretty good shape. It's still not perfect, but we're in a much better spot than we have been at any point over the last 2 weeks. And so we feel like we've got ourselves back into a good situation. There's still a few guys that we're missing, but hopefully we get those guys back shortly.
And just a quick follow-up, you fielded a question before about, scheduling a game on short notice, how it's not ideal, et cetera. Are you guys kind of actively looking across the landscape if the Arizona State game were to be canceled on November 28th, kind of seeing what the options are?
Well, I don't think that would be up to us at all. I believe it'd be up to the conference. And we'd like to play. That's the bottom line. And to, you have to have a another Pac-12 team that's in the same boat because, it's scheduled out. Everybody's got opponents for the next, 5 weeks? And so it would have to be a situation where somebody else had a cancellation as well and it matched up on your schedule. And so that would be, again, at the conference level and something they would decide.
Now, speaking a little bit about the game this week, last year, Keaton Slovis, their quarterback, he did phenomenal things for him. He kind of came on the scene and really took it by surprise. This year, he's kind of started off a little bit slower, sputtered a little bit. What are you seeing from him that still gives you a challenge? And maybe what have you seen as the difference for him this year so far?
Well, he presents a big challenge. He's an excellent quarterback. He's made some throws this year. That throw against Arizona State on the 4th and 11 to win the game was an incredible throw. He put the ball in the only place it could have been put to be caught. And so he's a guy that what I see on film has a lot of poise. He's composed. Nothing seems to get to him. He's got a real leadership quality to him. And their offense seems to respond to him. Now he's got a great core of receivers to throw to. He's got a stable of backs that are very talented and a very athletic offensive line. So he's got an outstanding supporting cast. But he's an excellent quarterback and has performed, in my opinion, very well the first two games.
Kyle, looking at the big picture at this point with all that your team's been through already, what do you hope to get out of this really unique season?
Well, we hope to play, first of all. I think we're the only Power 5 team that hasn't played yet. So that's the first and foremost, just get on the field and get in an actual game, see what we got to be competitive. We've got some good things going for us on offense. We very few new players on offense. That's a veteran group. And so we expect to be productive on offense and really the key is how quickly this defense can come around. But we're always looking to win the South and get to the championship game and then win that. So that's our objective, and we'll see what happens. We've got to start playing at some point, and hopefully this is the week we're able to do that.
Kyle, what do you make of the USC defense? Coming in, the Trojans have a new coordinator on defense, but you guys have also got a lot of veterans on offense. Do you feel like that is any kind of advantage for you?
It does, and we also have two game tapes on them, which we can study and analyze and base our game plan around. And they're very athletic on defense, just like always. Same thing I said about UCLA last week. I mean, they're right in the hotbed of Southern California's recruiting, and talent. The talent level down there is outstanding, and they're going to be talented every single year. That's never going to change. They're USC, and so they've got a lot of athletes on that defense. Defensive line is playing well. So they've got guys really, 4- and 5-star guys at every position. So that's going to make for a formidable opponent, no matter what the circumstances.
There you go. That was head coach Kyle Whittingham. And we also talked to Kyle McDonald, the running backs coach for Utah, Solomon Enos, wide receiver, and running back Devin Brumfield. But I really liked what Devin Lloyd had to say in Tuesday's media availability. Obviously, him being a captain, he has to try and keep these guys' spirits up as they've had two games canceled. And so here's Devin Lloyd as he talked with the media on Tuesday.
Hey Devin, a lot of this lead up to the season, we've talked to you about kind of your leadership role. Now that you've had two games canceled, what do you feel like has been your role in this in being able to help guys stay ready and knowing that obviously this is a frustrating time for you guys?
Yeah, biggest thing is just emphasizing that we still got a game to play. That's our mentality. Until they tell us otherwise, we still have a game to prepare for. I guess a really good opponent in USC. So just getting guys to understand that there can be no fear or any doubt that, that we're not going to play. Until that happens and that is confirmed, our mentality should be just getting ready to dominate the next game.
Devin, what has the last 2 weeks been like for you guys emotionally and also around the locker room, getting ready for games every week and then having them be canceled on Friday?
Yeah, devastating. It's really just like the worst thing that like can happen for you, like as a football player, especially now more than ever. You know, I mean, we already knew our games were limited, and then for it just to happen the way it did, you know, like the day before, you know, I mean, everybody's mentality is, oh, we're good, we're going, and then it's just taken away from us. You know, the game we love is taken away from us. And, I mean, it's definitely devastating, but at the same time, you got to take it with a grain of salt, and you got to look at the bright side, which is that we've gotten tremendously better in the 2 weeks that we have been practicing. And, you know, we've gotten our mental side of just preparing for teams the right way. We've done that right 2 weeks in a row. So now we really feel comfortable with that. And just overall, you got to just look at the bright side and understand that our time will come when we do play. And so, you know, we've just been preparing the right way and just ready to just make it happen.
So obviously you kind of touched on a little bit, you know, having your games canceled on Friday the day before is somewhat heartbreaking. What's your confidence level going into this week? You know, obviously you guys had a good practice yesterday. Hopefully you guys are getting guys back healthy now. Is your confidence level higher, you know, maybe as of right now than it was, say, last Tuesday or even the previous Tuesday?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. And the confidence, it just goes up every day with preparation. You know, so whether we have would have played those games or not, you know, the confidence level is definitely supposed to rise every day just because you're preparing more. You know what I'm saying? You have more days to get better and work on something that you may not have been as good at the day before. So confidence rising should be a consistent thing. You know, there's no sort of like, I guess you could say lack of confidence when it comes to us missing those games. Yeah, like it sucked, yes, but it's not, you know, it doesn't like diminish anything that we've done in terms of our preparation or getting better or anything.
You know, obviously you guys are grinding all week and these games are not happening. You know, at times like this, how important is it that you guys are looking after yourselves in terms of your mental and emotional state?
Yeah, it's at an all-time high. I feel like, you know, guys on the team, this could really easily just get to them mentally, psychologically. It could put them in a state of depression. But you have to look at it from the positive side. And that's where leadership comes into a big play. But I feel like, you know, you just have to look at it from the positive side and understand that we will hit the field eventually. And this is just a little adversity, that's all. But more than anything, you got to understand that we will have our opportunity to play.
Devin, what stands out to you about this USC team, particularly the offense, what you've seen their first two games of the season?
Yeah, great playmakers for as far as receivers down the field, athletic O-line, and then they have a very, very good quarterback who can get the ball to them and deliver it accurately all across the field. They have a up-tempo offense, so they're going to try to spread us out. They're going to try to hit us with RPO. They're going to try to hit us with some shots downfield. So just like last year, it's going to be a test. And, you know, I think our guys are ready, and we're getting there. And, you know, I'm just excited for the challenge.
Devin, obviously with the two games canceled, you know, you were preparing for two different types of opponents, but now you're going up against a team that's, you know, expected to win the South, expected to be one of the better teams in the Pac-12. How do you jump into a season knowing that you're really going against probably the best in the South at this point?
Yeah, I look at it as exciting. You know, I mean, you want to play because you want to play against the best. I personally feel like, you know, all the preparation that we've been doing in the offseason, it's, you know, led us up to this point. So, I mean, I feel like, you know, 2020 coming back from this crazy year, what better way to start off than going against the best team in the pack or in the South, you know, two of the best teams, you know, in the pack. I mean, I just feel like it's a perfect matchup. So I can't wait.
And there you go. That is Devin Lloyd. For more on that, head over to kslsports.com. And also keep tabs on this podcast as we will have an update on Friday as to whether or not the Utes will be playing against the USC Trojans, because that's when the Trojans are supposed to hop on an airplane and head to Salt Lake City, which means that it more than likely will mean game on. So make sure you guys keep tabs on that. All right, that'll do it for this edition of the Crimson Corner Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's always powered by KSLSports.com.